Halloween's coming up, mamas. What's Joshua and Jeffrey going to do for Halloween and mamas? What's your plan?
Jeffrey is going as Prince Rogers Nelson. He has a crushed purple velvet jacket with the crushed purple velvet pants and the white ruffly shirt. He will not wear the wig. He freaked out when I tried to give him a wig. He said this. So, but I'm going to wear a raspberry beret. You know, the kind you find at the secondhand store. So that's how I'm going.
Okay.
Okay. Joshua is going to be Spider-Man. It was simple, and ordered it. His auntie Nikki Jennings. She ordered it and sent it to him because she knew mommy would forget again.
Or maybe mommy was gone.
What's mommy going to dress as?
I was thinking Kim Kardashian.
Really? That's interesting.
The fact that
what's
there
the
was
costume?
Silence.
The costume.
The costume is two pillows in my butt. That's going to put two pillows in my butt. I'm going to put on something tight. And I got
that
the
That could
front
be
part.
Any one of the Kardashians.
I got the, okay, that's right. And then I got
a Kardashian.
They don't have to be cute.
And are you
going to
be robbed while you're out there on the road?
I am going to do I was going to just wear a bunch of diamonds and jewelry, and then I was going to have somebody run up to me, and I was like, oh, my God, get my husband off stage. Yes, that was my lines.
Kevin Frazier is coming up later this morning, and he talked, Entertainment Tonight, talked with the concierge, Sib.
Yes. That was
for the first time?
The concierge at the hotel/apartment building where Kim was, and giving the inside on what happened and what was supposed to happen.
The concierge said that the robbers didn't know who Kim Kardashian was. They just thought that they knew that they were going to rob this place because there were a lot of famous people staying there.
I believe it.
You believe that?
And he said, if you're really going to rob somebody, you should rob Kim Kardashian.
The concierge sent him in there. Don't waste your time over there in 103.
Right. You want to come up.
I know that had to be scary for her, though, you know, regardless of whatever happened.
Yeah, that's
that had
very
to be
a scary thing. I don't think it was staged. I think it was very real.
That's what I was going to ask. Was it scary?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Even if it was staged?
I don't think it was staged. I think, you know, she has a lot to lose by staging that kind of thing.
Yeah, but she also has a lot to gain by staging it because of the ratings on the show and the Kardashian numbers in general.
But do they need any more?
Yes, they always need more.
Yeah, they always need more.
They always need more.
She settled a lawsuit with one of these websites that said that it was a fake.
I'm sure she has.
Yeah, they took it down. But
No, the website settled
with
it.
I'm sure
they apologized.
I'm sure they did.
What we're overlooking here is Kanye is from Chicago. He bought the ring, and that's a good move if you go ahead and buy a ring and send your boys over there. Insure
now,
the
I
ring.
Can go with that, Damon. That's Chi-Town for real. You know what? Yeah. Go rob my wife. Don't hurt her,
right.
But just rob her.
Get that ring.
That's a Chicago move, huh?
And we also know something about setting fires, but that's a whole nother matter. Okay. All right.
I'm going with you, Damon. I can believe his husband said
that. I'll say Kanye ain't real no more. He's still hood.
Yeah, I love Kanye.
He the one need the money.
Kim and Kanye, y'all stay strong.